I'm Todd Morris with Mission Network News. Today, there are over 2 billion people who've never been reached with the gospel. Marv Newell, Senior Vice President of Missio Nexus, says that's why the International Day for the Unreached exists. Churches are encouraged to take one Sunday, the day of Pentecost, to remember the unreached people groups and pray for them. The goal is to get the North American church more in tune with the Great Commission.
We're not asking everybody to go out there, but we're asking that they pray or that they give money to those that do go, and just remember that every single Christian has a part to play in the Great Commission.
The International Day for the Unreached takes place next May. Learn more about it and how you can get involved at missionnews.org. And Christmas is 87 days away in the United States. That means Slavic Gospel Association is in its final preparation stages for its children's Christmas ministry, Emmanuel's Child. SGA's president, Michael Johnson.
$25 helps you to share, provide one child with children's Bible and Christian literature, special Christmas present, and then resources that help the churches to follow up with the families in their communities and the children in their communities to invite them back to church.
Emmanuel's Child is in 11 countries, including Russia, and while there's been an opportunity for this ministry for years, the door is beginning to close. So please pray for this year's Emmanuel's Child to reach as many kids and families as possible, for lives to be transformed by the gospel, and for this door to stay open. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Would you like to get a tool to help you pray for our world more effectively? And get our free e-news delivered every morning. You can also look into One Way's Prayer Cast Outreach, including resources to awaken hearts and create a deeper understanding of prayer. Again, that's at missionnews.org. I'm Todd Morris.